Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigwang Nepop Sanam about caring for others. Have good insights. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang Nepop Sanam, 12089, July 15, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Nowadays, as time goes by, we can see many people increasingly caring for others. It is important to realize this so that even our own pets in the house are considered sentient beings. There are even animal ambulances designed to take care of animals so that they do not become sick and ailing animals and save their lives in time. This is actually an example of having the mind to care for others rather than just ourselves. As Sukamuni Buddha instructs us, caring for others is caring for ourselves. This teaching of his is being disseminated and relate to people far and wide. However, human ignorance has not yet ended. So this is a kind of pitiful situation. Nevertheless, there are many people who wish for peace and for these wars to stop. Knowing this, please put down all your worries. Also, large numbers of people are realizing the law of cause and effect. Hence, such ignorance will disappear over time. In the other world, Jijang Musal and Namu Amitabha are very busy these days due to the ignorance of human thinking causing many fatalities. So, the Popsanam blesses every day that all this ignorance disappears as soon as possible. The ignorant thoughts of human beings do not last long. We, therefore, must practice all the more for those engaged in negative actions so that they become aware of their misdeeds. Hence, to practice most diligently in this context is to care for everyone. It is said that when suffering is caused by the negative actions of others, this pain occurs as recompense for some wrongdoing. Likewise, by eating bad food, our minds and bodies suffer. So it is important to be careful about what we consume. Also, we must not eat from the tip of our tongue, but rather consume healthy choices that make our bodies and minds healthy and comfortable. Thus, we must eat such food in an appropriate amount, all while repeating the mantra and thinking about the three jewels of Buddha, Absolute Truth, Dharma and Sangha. At that time, we automatically eat delicious food with the correct actions so that we do not live a life that bothers others. When many negative actions are committed, we forget that our misconduct and thinking were erroneous. So, continuing to fulfill greed and avarice constantly hurts and bothers others. However, just as a beautiful flower wilts when the time comes, negative thinking likewise can disappear in one morning. This is according to the law of the universe. Thank you very much, Jigwang Nepop Sanam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jigwangde Popsenim. I wish you a nice week, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.